Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KS8EDQ.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KPR. Where are you at? Very close. I just went through the light at 12 mile. I'm going to go get me a coffee, so I'll be there as long as it takes me to get a coffee. I'm 2 miles away. For some reason, I'm starving this morning. Because your body wants food. Oh, is that what it is? All right. So I guess the Sheets Meyers price war is over. I just got... Can't say Costco cheaper than either of them. Really? Okay. I wonder when they arbitrarily, how long they arbitrarily decide to stay low.
Yeah. Until it starts hitting their bottom line. Yeah, I just paid $4 a gallon, and when I checked the gas buddy Sheets and Meyers were like $4.04.
Oh, so they're still in the ballpark. So if I've got points, I'm still going to be going to Meyers.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get a better deal. Price is slowly creeping down. When is this craze supposed to open?
I have no idea. Looking at the rate at which they're going. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of work to do on the inside, but
maybe? No idea.
Is Wendy's ever going to replace their blowout sign? I'm just pulling in Kate Peter.
All right, I'm stuck behind, pulling up to the window to get my coffee right now, so I'll be there in a second. And I'm pulling away now, coffee in hand. Actually, coffee and cup holder. So I will be there momentarily.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Wally, are you listening? Tell the UAFP.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WAFU. KPR WAFU. Here. Any chance you got like a piece of cardboard, you know, roughly the size that we could like, it might be good to start, you know, for like a rough template to get us in the ballpark. We can do the fine fitting after.
Yeah, actually I was thinking about that. I'll have to see. I think I might have something. You know, it's in a box, but an old full box, but let me check on that. I think I do.
Yeah, I mean, we can do it with, you know, a tape measure, you know, without, but it's just, you know, if we got like a ballpark, you know, template, you know, then it's just pull it out, do some fitting, something like that. So, all right, anyhow, it could be helpful.
All right, I will look. All right, I'm talking to Dave over on P25. KPR.
All right, yeah, I told Wally we'd meet here because I wasn't sure you had P25 in that vehicle.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WAVD, W8FU.
Good morning.
Good. What's your ETA? I am about just a mile, 2 miles away. I was going to swing by, get a coffee at the Starbucks up the road here before, depending on your ETA.
You have time. It says 10:05.
And I shall get my second Starbucks of the day. And that ought to work out perfect. That'll chew up at least a few of those minutes.
Don't forget your friends. Large coffee, two blenders, two creams.
Large Pikes, two Splenda, two cream.
Thank you.
It means I gotta take these nifty cup holders out that John made me. I gotta throw my radios on the seat, kind of old school.
Those things are amazing. They fit the XPR and the APX perfectly.
Yep, I got two of them from John. I got either one in both vehicles or two in the one vehicle if I, like I am today. But I'm rocking both bands when I want to be multi-protocol.
You figured out the right way to do it, at least the inexpensive way.
Will they put the cream and the Splenda in it if I ask at the drive-thru?
They will.
All right, I'm going to just do the drive-thru then. Pulling in now. Let's see. This is a weird one. You can't see until you... Okay, I'm... one car is at the order window, and then there's a car behind him, and then I'm the guy. So I'm two cars back of the order window.
A dude driving down the highway in a convertible with the top down. Only 60 degrees out here.
Got some balls, but I'm sure they're smaller than usual. That's a cold weather joke.
Something I've never been in. Convertible with the top down while it's driving. Gotta put that on my bucket list.
Well, if things go as I hope over the course of next year or two, you'll have an opportunity to do it with me. Once I get my garage built and a few other odds and ends I got to get done around the homestead, a small little British convertible is on my bucket list. I will have one. I'm done with the motorcycles, I think. Maybe. I can't ever be sure of that. They've been in my blood since I was 12. I've still got a couple, but I'm kind of moving away from that.
Are you a Harley fan or a something else fan? Marion wants a Genesis. WHBD, I haven't said that.
All right, I was dealing with the barista. So sorry about that. And you said something I was going to comment on, and I was in the middle of chatting with the barista, so I missed everything you said after that. What the hell were you asking me? And I was going to comment. Ah, reset.
Okay, I'll zoom back. So, this little British car, am I going to be sitting in the right-hand side or the left-hand side? Or a better question is, where's the steering wheel?
Probably be a left-hand drive, but if a right-hand drive popped up and it checked all the boxes, I wouldn't hesitate. That'd be kind of cool in its own way, but I wouldn't be looking for that.
Well, if you did, your part-time job could be delivering mail. I think you got it in to get there.
Right, right. So I have my perfect world car, and there's a couple of cars that are on my list, but there's one that's the actual one I really want, and then there's the actual one I really want the year I actually want, and they're not impossible to find, but they just seem like they come up a year or two earlier or a year or two after, but they don't seem to have the year I'm looking for. It's weird. We've tried to analyze it and figure out why that is. We think it was a transitional year. They were going to the twin cam model, and most of the ones that were being marketed were being pushed out to 62s, and so a lot of the production in 61 just didn't exist because they were
pushing them out and selling them to 62s. So it's weird.
Well, the other thing, too, you might be onto something. It might be that, I don't know anything about the subject, but it might be something that particular year that everybody wants as well. That might be the sweet spot.
Yeah, we picked it apart. My buddy Steve's pretty well up on most of these, the whole LBC thing. He's got a Sunbeam Alpine. It's really nice. And I imagine when I retire, you know, he and I'll just go to these little car events or something like that and act stupid, sit around in lawn chairs drinking coffee and whatnot in our LBCs. But you never know. But yeah, we've speculated, and I'm on some groups, you know, dedicated to the MGAs, and you know, I've asked and not really gotten anybody kind of, you know, coming up with a real solid answer for why there seems to be few 61s.
Yeah, it could be one of those things maybe nobody wants to say because everybody wants one. You know, one of those unwritten rules, you never know. You know, when I was a kid, my little car was a Corvair. And that sweet spot was 1965, but I didn't have to worry about it because there was a guy in a helmet. That was his love, his hobby, everything. And make sure I don't miss this, 2 miles. And so that was the sweet spot. But yeah, same thing. It was a real niche car, not as grand as what you're looking at, but you know, he just kind of knew that was it. So my guess is that's probably where you're at. You're at that sweet spot where everybody wants it. Nobody wants to talk about it. You know, don't drum it up because everybody else, you'll get more people looking for it.
I'm not terribly worried about that. You know, I think about that sometimes. But, just for the record, it's a 61, so birth year MGA. That's my absolute, you know, go-to. That's the one I want. Would I take a 60 or a 59 or a 62, I suppose, you know, but I'd really like to have the birth year car. And, 61 MGA. There was a disc version that would be nice. And then the 62 was a twin cam, and I think a lot of the 61s, they were ready to do, a lot of the 61s became six twin cams and then became the 62s. It's the best I can tell, but it's weird. And they're still one of the few cars that's still relatively affordable, you know, for a good-looking Terrafina kind of Italian styling, you know, little LBC. It's they're still fairly affordable.
My dad and my brother, who deceased a couple of years ago, built this 32 Ford pickup truck. And we have one of those in our family. And right now my sister has it. She doesn't want it. And my dad, before he passed away, he told me never to challenge my brother Tom for it, and I never did. I'm not a car guy. I mean, just, I like buying cars. I like new ones. I like fancies, but, you know, work on them, clean them, polish them, things. It's not my thing. It was my brother's, and it was my dad's. So anyway, then when my brother left this world, my sister ended up with it. And I think there's a strong possibility that truck, the 32 Model A, I think, and I think that truck, is, and it runs. I think it's going to end up over here at my son's house, like, very shortly. And we can go for a ride, Matt, to do some parades or something. You know, little amateur radio thing in the back of it or something of that nature would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd have to get a look at that. A lot of those pickup trucks in that pre-war period, 30s, were pretty cool. You know, I don't keep track of it. Yeah, those are pretty nifty. And that'll be fun. That'll be nice to have. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, it's always been something I want. Yeah, I love something to tinker with, you know, in the garage. My I know what it was. You asked me about Harleys. You know, we were talking about that. It come back to me now. Or, well, was it Harleys? Yes, it's always been Harleys. I had, I mean, I've been biking since I was 12, and I mean real motorcycles, not you know, mini bikes or mopeds. And so, you know, as a matter of fact, 14 years old, I had a bad accident on a dirt bike and busted my femur just below the hip. That was a nightmare. And, oh, what is this road? I sure hope this isn't Dodge Park. Son of a... Anyhow, so what am I doing here now? I got to figure out how I'm going to adjust for my missing the road I was trying to get on. Maybe I'll take it to Shaner, come down Shaner. I'm on 16 Mile Road now. Hold on, going to get my bearings.
Okay, while you're getting your bearings, I got to get mine. I'm 15 Shaner heading south, so I'll need some more direction. I'll pull over here in the Shell station and wait.
Well, you should be on 15. 15 is where you need to be. And if you're at Shaner, you got to head west, and you'll figure it out from there.
Is this this big thing in the sky?
Look for the thing.
I see a bunch of sticks in the air. I'm willing to bet you that's it.
Yep, you'll see the cross and the sticks, and it'll all add up.
We've been here before working.
Maybe. I can't imagine why. I can't think of why we would have been ever. You know, they all look kind of the same, so you could be, having a false imprint there.
Okay, I'm right behind the station.
Did you turn in east of the station or west of the station? Are you in the park, the entrance to the park, or are you in the, where the recycling is?
I'm in the fire station parking lot, actually.
All right, yeah, back by my double gates. Just park somewhere there. And that's the, I'm right around the corner. I'll be there in a second.
All right, I'll follow you when you get in here. WABD.
KFA, QBA, listen.
Connected to CMN Network.
WFU, Cape here.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KTR. W8FU.
KE8VSI Mobile. W8FU, Cape here. He was here about 4 minutes ago calling for you. Huh. Looks like you're playing radio tag. KE8VSI. Alrighty. Alright, I'll be listening here. Shawnee out there.
suggest everybody avoid I-94 today.
Connected to CMN Network.
Wally, you here?
Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'll be right back.
All right, no big deal. Just, we were on T-25. Jeff's there, so we're kind of stuck over there.
Okay, yeah, I was checking in with Marion.
By the way, you guys, avoid I-94 anywhere near Metro Parkway and, like, 21 Mile Road. Oh, my God.
What's going on? Is it a accident or Selfridge or what's going on?
Lane closures resurfacing, so everybody's, like, getting off the freeway and clogging all the side streets, so just avoid that general area.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, just a second. Let me get the... Oh, yeah. Never got around to it. That, they wanted money for it. And then money to keep it. So that's why I don't have a vanity plate.
Yeah, I'll go to the repeater here. Well, you can get a regular hand plate.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is Tango Alpha 2 Kilo Delta Juliet. Is anyone there?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KPR, WDD.
WPR. Test, test.
Yo, Phil. Wally here. WBD.
Yeah, something weird happened. I was transferring it and it like went off and then came back on again. Everything's fine now. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, are you on it now? The new one?
Yeah, I'm on high power.
Okay, kick it down. You shouldn't need that much power. I mean, I'm, what am I, probably only 30 watts. I'm just coming out of the office.
Yeah, this should be about 45 watts. No, 50 watts. Yeah, this is 50.
That should be more than enough. Okay, good. Well, gotta clean things up. Make it look right. Hey, when you swept everything, how close was it? Did you have to tune it up at all, or was it right there?
It was right where it should be.
Yeah, those things don't move too much. I think it'd go to 225, but all I got with me is the HT, so you probably have to chat with Sean on that. And I'm heading away from any kind of receiver.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just curious why the power cycle went on keyed up before. Huh, but now it's fine. It may have been, I don't know. We'll see if there's a loose connection or something.
You got those connected right to your battery and then fuse? Is that how you did it? I never saw the upfront part of it.
Yeah, it goes right from the battery to a relay. There's a fuse at the battery, and then there's a fuse even after the relay.
Did it power cycle after you started it, or did it power cycle when you're driving down the road?
No, when I first pulled out, I keyed up. All of a sudden, it powered down, and then back on again. It's been fine since.
Oh, well, we get back. After you do all your honey-do list, you can go ahead and peel it out and see if there's anything loose and double-check everything.
All right, sounds good. All right, I'm going to play around a little bit. Come out P25 and see how it's doing out this way.
Okay. I'll try to listen. I'm not sure, but well, I can always get back if listening is going to be my problem. All right. Talk to you later, buddy. How are you reading?
Oh, man, let's see if I got it this time. What power level were you running?
It was high power, but I just tried high power again, and no problem.
I put a meter on those leads at the back and see if they're dropping significantly when you're running high power, because I don't think you got enough power leads, personally. I'd have a significantly fatter lead running back there. It's a long run for that kind of power.
Well, like I said, it's going through that regulator, you know, right near there, that you should keep it at 14 volts, or 13.8.
So it's a boost?
Well, it'll boost if it's too low.
Where is it getting its power from?
The same source, like I said, the battery feeds the relay then feeds that regulator, and the regulator then feeds the radios.
Right, but if you've got voltage drop on that line because of current, you know, what's feeding that boosting regulator? I check the outputs of the radios. You know, they want their power, but whatever. Maybe it's a non-issue. I found those connectors in the back were kind of loose. You didn't have them seated in real good, so triple check those.
Okay, well, this is high power again, and this is 100 watts. I'm keying down, and everything seems to be just hunky-dory. It's holding it a little while here. Let's see if anything
Captain Stone, everything's fine.
Okay, then it's a non-issue. Can you work the West Bloomfield, that rinky-dink pea shooter backyard repair?
I don't think I'd need a satellite relay for that.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole point of the 100-watt radios. So, sorry. Anyhow, sounds good. But then, it's a Motorola.
You know, I really like when the signal drops, the repeater drops, it's real quiet. You don't get that crash.
Yeah, I'm on a Yahoo radio, and I ain't hearing it either, so.
Well, it's like it just fades away. It's not sharp. That's the best I can explain it.
Oh, yeah, you have to drive P25 when you get out your way.
Yeah. I don't like having a single knob for both channel and volume. I gotta get an E5. I'll keep looking. And if you see anything else, let me know. Just don't send me any scammers.
I'm sorry, you gotta do the vetting.
I just
send you the links. But, anywho, are you sure that that's the way the E5 works? Because I looked at it, and even though it has a knob on the right and the left, they look different, as if there's supposed to be some difference to them, you know, like one's the channel and one's the volume or something. I don't know. Have you verified that that's how you think that works? I know you want an E5 anyhow, but I don't know for sure if that's how that works. Maybe so. Have you verified?
No, but I can look into the software. I mean, you can program these knobs. These are what they call multi-function knobs, so you can do anything with them. It could be some other device. I could have buttons do volume up and down. You know, that's a thought, too. I could just do that. Or just use the microphone for channel selection and use that for volume.
Doesn't have up-down arrows for channel and a knob for volume? Is that how the 07 works?
Well, the navigation button, you know, the up, down, right, left, you can program for whatever, not a lot of stuff, but yeah, you can do channel or zone. I don't think you can do volume on that. I have to check that. But I've got it set up so that the navigation changes the channel up and down, because it does, whenever you set it on the radio, it's the same on the microphone, so it's not separate. So I've got, the side buttons on the microphone, I've got zone up and down, and then the navigation button, channel up and down.
Share it on P25.
Yeah, I'm going to switch over there and see how it works.
Solve you had a few.
Alright, K-A-P-R.
Solve you had a few.
K-A-P-R, are you copy over here?
Yeah, I am. Just got, oh my God, the lollygagger is here. Get the hell out of the way. Ugh, I'm having a traffic moment.
Okay, this is randomly cycling. I wonder if there's something wrong with this head.
Well, I've got a brand new one in the box. You want to try it. If you check everything out, you make sure all the connections are good, it's definitely not a power issue. I've got a brand new one in the box you can try.
07?
Correct.
See, like right now it's fine. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I'm thinking if I go over bumps and stuff, if that, yeah, that's going to get easier.
Does it seem to matter what band you're on?
I've only been on UHF here.
Check all the connections and everything, and those three-way connectors we used in the back, you know, those may not bite real good. You know, I don't know how much, you know, they may be a high current point. I would get that distribution block ordered tonight for delivery tomorrow. Get that switched out ASAP, just to get that out of the mix.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is really frustrating because I don't know when your radio's power cycling, and I don't know if you're hearing a word I'm saying. So it's like, am I wasting my breath or what? So I'll talk to you when you get home.
Yeah, it's going on and off randomly. Yeah, I'll check when I get home. All right, see you.
WNFU.
Audio level is incredibly low.
TFA, GBA listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
CFA, EVA listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
W8BD.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.